This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome back to Hour 3. Those of you who are still here after Hour 3, I am saying are true fans of Radio Law Talk. I want to tell you a couple of things. The first thing is, you can call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, but more important than that, I talked to the producer, actually the manager, Michael, in Utah, that carries our show, and he has told me, point blank, he said, it is becoming very popular. He said he gets calls. People say they love the show in Utah. I guess it's picking up in Utah. And we've got to commit ourselves. We are very busy lawyers, the three of us. Isn't that true?
Where Todd is a liberal, by the way.
Utah, where I am a liberal. Yes,
that's true. But the three of us are very busy lawyers. But we've got. I'm going to commit myself this year to go out and start pushing to get more affiliates to pick us up. We're so busy, it's organically growing, but I've got to just step up and get some more of these affiliates to pick us up and do a little bit more work, because it doesn't take much, and they'll pick us up, because everyone that picks us up, they love the show, and we don't get dumped by anybody because the show does well, and it's increasing in that area. So things are doing well with Radio Law Talk.
Radio Law Talk, this is Cal.
Cal, you're on the line, by the way. We can hear you.
Yeah, I'm telling you that because we have a caller on the air. Peter has a question for you.
Go ahead, Peter. Go on through.
So my name's Pete. I'm Todd's brother.
Oh, no. Dude, I'm going to pay you back. Trust me.
Why do we let Dave on?
The check's in the mail.
No, I know,
but he has a good question.
Okay.
But I actually do have a legitimate question.
Oh, shocker. Okay.
Yeah.
You're a legitimate person?
No, he's asking Todd this question. Isn't it true?
Okay, all right. Let's go.
Okay, so I drive the carpool lane every day for work, and I see a lot of accident lawyer at commercials on TV, and I kind of wonder, given the risk of getting hit, people jumping the carpool lane, should I keep an accident lawyer on speed dial in case I do get hit, in case I get into it?
Well, you
should
keep
I
me on
contact
speed...
them first?
No, you keep me on speed dial anyway, don't you, all the time? For all areas of law.
Yeah.
Hey, a squirrel came down and took took the nuts off our walnut tree, Fred. What should I do?
Sure.
I don't know.
Yes. So Fred Penny, nut lawyer.
Lawyer with nuts.
I do think the twist to this question would be the new motorcycle laws in California that allow bikers to split the lanes.
That's
and then
new.
And then people, well, I mean, the way they've done it, and then people still zip in and out of that.
I
think he's
now,
got a good
now. I happen to know for a fact Pete's calling from Arizona right now.
Oh.
And so I don't know what Arizona's laws are like. And Pete, I do have a no, you're my brother, but I do have a question. Are you talking about keeping a lawyer on speed dial because you think you're more prone to be a plaintiff in an accident, or keeping a lawyer on speed dial because of being a potential defendant in an accident?
Defendant.
Okay.
I would be in situations, you know, have a dash cam, but, you know, I hear in their commercials that, you know, don't give a statement to the insurance companies. Call us first. And I just wonder, you know, is there truth to that?
Here's the answer.
To an attorney first.
Sure. Here's the answer. The answer is, if you're looking for as a defendant, you would not be calling the plaintiff's lawyer. You would speed dial your insurance company, who has a lawyer on staff for you. So if you are technically at fault, you call your insurance, and actually, even if you were injured, you usually call your insurance and report it to them. But the answer is, do you have them on speed dial? As a lawyer, of course we want you to have us on speed dial all the time. Of course we do. But the issue is, if you're a defendant and they're trying to claim you're at fault, You go through your insurance company. They have to hire a lawyer for you. It first goes to an adjuster, then to a lawyer. So you're represented in that realm. If you're the injured person and someone else caused it, then you get a plaintiff's lawyer. Now, the other thing is, what happens if it's both? You're partially at fault, and the other person's partially at fault. It depends upon what state you're in. If you're in California, it's a comparative negligence state. If you're 90% at fault, but you can go after 10% from the other side. And so other states are what's called contributory negligence, where it's 51-50. So, like, you know, that's it. But so it depends. It depends which lawyer you want to call, what happened.
Now, I will say this. If anybody is going to have a lawyer on call for a possible accident that could arise, because, look, when you get into an accident, you never know what the extent of the injuries are going to be. You could be in a major accident, everybody walks away and they're fine. You could be in a fender bender that you think everybody should be fine, and, you know, somebody's maimed or paralyzed from the neck down or whatever. The attorney that you would want to have on file or on speed dial would be a criminal defense attorney. and for this reason. I mean, it sounds like I'm promoting my own thing, but
no.
The reason you would want to have a criminal defense attorney is because if somebody was injured, and if perchance you were violating the law because of your speed or doing something, or not you, because I know you don't drink, but if somebody did have a couple of beers or something like that, and there was a violation of law, and by virtue of that, somebody got hurt, when the police show up, they're not just investigating the case and helping an insurance company out. They're doing a possible criminal investigation. And you are going to be asked questions. And that whole, they don't have to read you your rights if you're not in custody before anything you say can and will be used against you. And so if you feel like that is something where you might be facing some sort of criminal liability, or if you are unsure, the defense attorney is the one you would want to call pretty quickly.
So I have a question for you. Are you in the carpool lane legitimately, or are you breaking the law?
No, I am legitimately, legally driving in the carpool lane. I have one of those vehicles with the special plate exemption that allows me to drive.
And here's the answer. You should have not answered that question. You said, or are you breaking the law? Do not answer that question.
Oh, that was a good one.
On the air.
See, what you wanted to do in a situation like that is, when Denise asks that question, what you needed to do is say, Todd, should I answer the question from a legal standpoint? At which point I would have advised you that, because these are recorded and the podcasts are readily available, I don't know, I'd be careful. Cal.
If the police ask you a question before you're in custody, are you obligated to answer that question?
Not necessarily.
No.
Let me follow up on this. It's funny we bring this in, Pete. This is very interesting because I can't talk about details of cases. Yesterday was Friday. I literally had a call, and we get quite a few calls at my firm about accidents, where a person clearly, according to the facts and the police, at least the front page of the police report, shows he was not at fault. However, the defendant, who looked like caused the accident, was killed, unfortunately. And he was worried to death, even though it wasn't his fault, what at least all the indications were, you know, whether or not he would be criminally charged. And he was worried about that, and rightfully so. And one thing that happens when someone passes away, usually, at least in California, probably in Utah and other states, they have a higher level it goes to. In California, it's called the MATE team. And the MATE team is a team of California Highway Patrol officers that have engineering degrees, that are really, specialized in accidents. And they make sure everything's done, T's crossed, I's dotted, and it takes a longer period of time. He was worried, hey, it's taken a long time. Like, look, it normally takes time. Are times when they worry about
it. Does MATE stand for Major Accident Investigation Team, MAIT?
That's right. Yes, sir. Yeah. So anyway, thanks for the call, Pete. That was an excellent question, but... lawyer in case you need to make a phone call to someone right away. It's good to know a lawyer. We'll be back right after this, and we're going to do a case or no case, and then we're going to talk about what you've been waiting for, which is the allegations about the admission scandal.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Remember, you can listen to Radio Law Talk on your favorite radio station and anytime on RadioLawTalk.com, where all episodes are available for you to stream. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials, so just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com. See, that wasn't so bad.
I am Cameron Levitt, Chief Operating Officer of Concussion Medical Clinic. California's first concussion medical clinic is now open. As concussions increase each year, there has never been a greater need for concussion specialists. Our physicians at Concussion Medical Clinic are board certified in pediatric neurology and sports medicine and have partnered with universities, hospitals, and rehab clinics to expedite the recovery process. Simply put, we are elevating the standard of care. When you need an expert concussion opinion or concussion care, visit Concussion Medical Clinic to schedule your appointment.
I've got to get my car washed. This dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
And I know this place right down the road. Quick, quick, car wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cutter shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, quick, quick, car wash. Don't drive that dirty car. Quick, quick.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live-underground gopher.
You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Dun 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 dun. You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Before we get to the most important topic we're going to talk about, which is the allegations of the admissions scandal, which is we've got some great insight on that, and this is going to go on and on. And by the way, I am getting phone calls already that are starting to my office. But anyway, let's do the most important thing. I said anyway, how many times? Three times? Am I Dr. Seuss? Anyway, let's go to the case or no case.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yeah! Call us at 855 Law Radio or tweet us at Radio Law Talk if you want to play along. And if you don't want to be on the air, just go ahead and call and tell Cal what your thoughts are or tweet it to us, and then we can mention it on the air.
Sure. Sure, be glad to do that. Now I'm going to take you to Broward County, Florida.
Cal, is this a fake one or a real one? Just let us know right
yes,
now.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Either
yes, way. Yes, yes, very good,
is.
Cal.
It is a fake one or a real one. That's right. Where Robin Brown was an amateur bird watcher in Broward, and she worked at Massage Envy. She'd get up.
Are there professional bird watchers? Okay, whatever. Go on.
No, it's a different. Anyway, hobby of the bird watching. She would get up early Saturday mornings, weather permitting, and go to a patch of woods near Weston, Florida. But before she started, she would say a little prayer, reach into a small burlap bag, and take out some sage and light it up. You know, a cleansing rite. She'd wave it around. Well, a game warden saw this, and he went over to check the bag. And he said, that's marijuana. She said, no, it's sage. She said, no, it's marijuana. I'll do a field test right here. Put his field test in there and said, marijuana. She said, no, it's sage. And he said, well, I'll tell you what I'll do. Sometimes these field tests can make a mistake, so I'll go ahead and take the weed for you, and I'll give it to the state's attorney, and they'll run a test on it, and then we'll get back to you. She said, fine, it's no problem, because it was sage, and it was no big deal. And she forgot all about it. 90 days later, the drug task force is knocking on the door of Massage Envy. They burst in, they arrest her in front of her customers and employees. The state claimed the sage was marijuana and that this was going to trial. Well, my question was, how can they do that? Did the guy test the marijuana? Turns out the state's DA was going to test the sage, but never got around to it, but decided to issue an arrest warrant anyway. Ultimately, the substance was tested, but in the meantime, Robin had to hire a lawyer, miss a lot of time from work, had to close and then rebrand her massage business. So she decided she might want to sue, claiming prosecutorial misconduct. And so I ask you, let's see, it's Fred's turn to go first?
No.
It's Denise's turn. And so, Denise...
Wait a second. It is?
Yes, I went first in the first hour. Fred went first in the second
hour. I thought I went first.
And she's still shocked by it.
Okay.
And so I asked you, Denise, well, we can always listen to the air check, but I'm not going to do it now.
Okay.
Case or no case?
So she sues for prosecutorial misconduct?
Yeah, because they didn't even check the weed. They just went ahead and, I mean, you know, the sage, they just went and busted her anyway. So
that could be abuse of process. If it's a crime... Criminal.
I mean, they busted in. Remember, these guys bust in. They make a big show out of arresting her. It's a big deal. And she said, you can't do that. I didn't commit any crime.
Interesting.
Okay. And the question is, if she sues them for prosecutorial misconduct, do they have any immunity? I guess would be an issue. It would be, what is a civil suit? It could be abuse of process.
I love the way Denise is looking at me as she's going through all this to see if I tip my hand like, oh, yeah.
That's exactly right. And you know what? He is such a poker face that I don't get much out of him.
He's holding steady.
We have so many from Broward County. For some reason, I'm going to say no case.
No case.
No case.
All right. So, Mr. Kunin, what say you? Case or no case?
Okay, I'm going to say that this is a case. My experience in law enforcement officers thinking that they know more than they know and effectuating and starting conduct and investigations is, I'm learning more and more about that in my tenure as a criminal defense attorney. But I'm going to say that this is a case, and I'm going to say that they did file, even though they didn't even though they didn't test the sage to see if it was marijuana, they filed based upon the infamous, based on my training and experience that you see in officers' police reports, and based upon my, quote, training and experience, they probably could have gotten a warrant even though they never tested the stuff. You don't need to have proof beyond a reasonable doubt to start legal proceedings. You just need to have probable cause, and that standard can be met if an officer says, based on their training and experience, they can do this. And prosecutorial misconduct is usually limited to things like discriminatory prosecution, or especially when prosecutors don't turn over exculpatory evidence, and they're supposed to. That does not appear to be an issue. So this is a case, but she loses on the prosecutorial misconduct aspect of it.
So are you sorry that you asked him that question?
I didn't realize it was going to take, so the question really then becomes, Mr. Penny, what's your take?
Oh, it's easy. The answer is sage is now more illegal than marijuana is. So they could probably get her on sage, illegal sage growing and carrying around.
Sage coaching.
Sage is the rage.
But the answer is, yes, this is a case and it has nothing to do with Todd. I already knew my answer before. The government immunity, they have protections, so there's no way they're going to go after the government for that. And the DA wins, even though she is exonerated as a sage person.
Yes. So she's found, she's found not guilty of this, because it turns out to be sage.
Yeah.
But she doesn't win her lawsuit against.
Right. I'm the same way.
Yeah.
Ditto. Ditto.
Wow. Okay.
Well, we got a minute left, huh?
Yeah, about a minute left.
Okay,
that's all
well,
we have.
Well, you know, if we've got a minute left, I have a story that I heard that was somewhat similar to this. You know, marijuana is interesting because if you're pulled over for a DUI with alcohol, they can do a quick test right then and there about whether or not you have alcohol in your blood. I saw a case not too long ago, I think it was Missouri, where a person was pulled over. The officer said, I think you're under the influence of marijuana. She was not, but the officer opined that she was. They have no field test that they can do, no breath test. She was arrested. She had her blood taken. She spent 2 days in jail before she was bailed, and her blood came back absolutely free of all intoxicants. That is crap.
Yeah, and that's
with a
probably
capital C or a small
no
C?
Case as well.
With a capital C.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be back. We're really going to get to the admission scandal after the case or no case. We'll be right back.
Stay right there. The answer to case or no case is coming up, and of course, the latest on all of that admission stuff. That's straight ahead on Radio Law Talk. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Not all law firms have extensive experience in all areas of the law. It's wise to look for firms that have knowledge and understanding in your particular area of concern. So go to ProLawFirms.com. They have listings of attorneys in key areas of practice, such as family law, estate planning, personal injury, bankruptcy, and so forth. When you're looking for a lawyer that has extensive experience in your particular area of need, go to ProLawFirms.com. That's ProLawFirms.com.
ProLawFirms.com is not a law firm and does not endorse or recommend any specific law firm.
Jason Rossbach here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
I am Cameron Levitt, Chief Operating Officer of Concussion Medical Clinic. California's first concussion medical clinic is now open. As concussions increase each year, there has never been a greater need for concussion specialists. Our physicians at Concussion Medical Clinic are board certified in pediatric neurology and sports medicine and have partnered with universities, hospitals, and rehab clinics to expedite the recovery process. Simply put, we are elevating the standard of care. When you need an expert concussion opinion or concussion care, visit Concussion Medical.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The accused Christchurch massacre shooter appeared in a New Zealand court on Saturday after being charged for murder. The suspect appeared before a New Zealand district court wearing an all-white jumpsuit, barefoot, and handcuffed. His first hearing is set for April 5th. He is being held without bond. Chaos on the Las Vegas Strip on Friday night as a man tried to rob a poker cage at the Bellagio and then tried carjacking a vehicle to escape.
The suspect was confronted by four Metro police officers, at which time the suspect then turned, pointed a firearm at one of our officers, and fired at least one round, striking our officer in the chest area.
Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Captain Nicole Splinter, the man was then shot by police and rushed to a local hospital. Many people celebrating St. Patrick's Day this weekend. On Saturday, there was a parade in New York City and Chicago, and the Chicago River was once again dyed green. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Give me the points, Cal. Give me my points.
What, you think you're getting points out of this?
I'm winning this one, man. I feel it.
All right, so the issue is whether... By the way, I noticed that none of you caught on to the name that Robin Brown was a bird watcher. I was quite fascinated by the fact that you didn't catch on to
it. There was a robin, and then there's a brown bird, too, right?
So perhaps, you know, I'm just quite fascinated.
Denise might have won again.
That none of you caught on to the fact that Robin Brown was accused falsely of having marijuana with her. It was sage. They didn't test it. They charged, made a big raid. She was found not guilty, not just, you know, not guilty. She was found innocent. She was, you know, had nothing. And then she decided to go after the prosecutor, citing prosecutorial misconduct. And Denise, your answer was what now?
No case.
No case. Fred, your answer was what?
Case.
And she?
She loses.
And Todd, your answer was?
Well, my answer was no case.
My guess was case
and she loses.
Ouch.
Oh, they're going to win.
No, you're going to win.
Those of you who
Robin
Brown is her actual name. It is a case.
Oh, yes. We got you.
And even though it was a clear case of misbehavior by the prosecutor, the judge ruled in the prosecutor's favor on the doctrine of prosecutorial immunity.
That's right. We nailed it, Todd.
And therefore, Fred and Todd get 2 points out Woo-hoo! Of this deal, and Denise gets 0-0. And that, ladies yes. and gentlemen, is...
Case. Or no case.
Or no case.
Thank you, Cal.
You're welcome.
You know, I'm reminded of, you know, those scenarios where... Yeah, a basketball team is down by 20 points, and the some guy on the losing team has a breakaway, and he dunks it, you know, and he's, like, doing up in his chest, me, because Fred and I just high-fived, and somebody goes over and says, yeah, look at the scoreboard, okay? So Fred and I just high-fived, but Denise is sitting going, yeah, guys, look at the scoreboard.
Yeah, we just scored our points.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, we hit a three. Man, we hit a three. Denise is like, yeah, it's 42-6.
That
yeah.
brings Fred to 16 points.
Oh,
that puts
wow.
Denise at 21.
Whoa.
And Mr. Kunin at 10.
Oh, I'm in double digits.
Yes.
And Rodriguez at 0.
Yeah.
You know why I'm bringing Rodriguez up?
He has 3 points.
Why did Rodriguez get into Harvard? I want to know. Inquiring minds want to know how Rodriguez got into Harvard.
Yeah.
I'm wondering because he comes from not a rich family.
I think he walked through the front door.
I think what it is, yeah, he could have. He could have, or he had it made up somewhere. It comes down, I think he just flat out just said, you know what, I'm Chris Rodriguez, future Radio Law Talk host.
Yes.
And they said, you're in. Do you think that's how he got in?
I think Rodriguez, I mean, look, I don't want to sound like I'm taking the opposite side or anything like that. I think Chris Rodriguez got in because, look, all kidding aside, he's got a lot of horsepower going on upstairs.
He does.
That guy is...
I hate to admit it, but he does.
That guy is pretty darn smart, and I think Chris Rodriguez got in on the merits of Chris Rodriguez, and I think that other folks like Chris who didn't get into some of the schools that we are going to talk about here have a beef given those that did get in that might not have the same merits, so to speak.
You know, I want to digress this for 2 seconds, and I hate to stroke Rodriguez's ego, but in all honesty, and he's not here, if he was here I wouldn't do this, but it's why he is so good at what he does as a lawyer and as a person, even though he's got real mental issues when it comes to sports and being a coach. I think the reason he does so well is he's so down to earth and just the dude on the corner. You would never know he's a Harvard guy, but he's, like you said, he's very intelligent, and he's got a lot of book smarts, but yet he's got a lot of street smarts, too. And that's important as a lawyer, that you got to have a person. You don't have no idea how many times I've gone to a court or been in a deposition. The guy is really, or gal's book smart, but they don't come across well. But he's got both going for him.
He bridges that gap.
Right.
Because you can put a jury to sleep if you talk about the technicalities and the theory and all of that of the law. Look, you have the law degree. I get it. But your job is to be able to take that and explain it to people that don't.
Right.
And some attorneys can't, and Chris can.
You know what? So what's going on? Let's talk about the scandal. So that's why we're going to talk about. You have to understand these are all allegations. Everybody, I'm looking at everything I've read and I've looked at. It's, and I know, it's the FBI found this and did this and it's all become public. I'm not saying it isn't true, but we all have to be careful. This is still allegations. They have not argued their side yet, right?
That's right.
And that's what we have to understand when it comes to, individuals that are arrested and allegations that come forth, even though they're famous, with Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin, who are the most, at least, well-known ones.
And that's what I, you know, some of the same people that jumped on the on the news bandwagon that later had to issue retractions. I'm talking to you, Kathy Griffin, and some of the same people that did that when it came to the Covington teen, the Covington teen issue with the Native American all of that, and then had to issue retractions because they did their Twitter stuff based upon what they heard in the news initially before they heard the other side, are throwing these folks under the bus as well, based upon what one side, what the allegations are, before they've even heard the other side. And it's like, if you didn't learn your lesson a month ago about how that can blow up on your face.
Right.
I mean, geez. And what we're talking about here, for those that might be living under a rock.
It's serious, too.
It is.
It's spell fraud.
It is. Well, I'll say it is, and maybe it isn't, and I'll tell you why in just a second. But these are basically... these are celebrities who are accused of engaging in fraud, payoffs, whether it be payoffs or having somebody take a test for your child or whatever, to get them into prestigious universities when the child ostensibly didn't have the merits to get in on their own. And the two high profile, and this is a sting operation that they called it, what do they call it, Operation Varsity Blues, in reference to the old Varsity Blues show that was about college football from Texas. They got a lot of people involved in this, but the big names were Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin, who were released on bond on $500,000 and $1 million, respectively. That's a lot of money.
On right. Bond or bail?
Same. I mean, bond or bail. I don't know if they hired a bail agent or if they just came up with the money on their own.
It's 10%.
If I were them and I had the resources, I'd pay the bond myself. I wouldn't pay a bail agent to come up with it. I pay it myself because you get it all back when the case is done. If you pay a bail agent, you only pay 10%, but you never see that 10%
again.
Yeah,
they keep the 10. That's an insurance premium.
Yes,
right.
Yes.
That's right.
So I pay it on my own just to get out. But that is the allegation is that they, in the case of Felicity Huffman, it was an alleged charitable contribution to an organization, but the purpose behind it was to really grease the skids to get her kid into school.
Maybe
that's the allegation.
The allegation is that she paid $15,000 to a proctor of one of the tests for the ACT and the SAT test, and that they changed her child's answers to be 35% out of 36 or something to that effect, so that they tested higher to get into the college or to the university.
And then the Lori Loughlin allegation was, I believe she has two children, and somehow these children showed up as members of the rowing team, even though they had no rowing experience, and that's how they ended up getting into USC.
Okay, let me ask you guys this question. Maybe you don't know this because I have children that are athletes. Why is it they were able to get in over any other kids on the rowing team? Do you know the answer?
Because they get a full ride scholarship if they're doing that type of activity and they're good at it.
Nice try. I love you, Denise, but that's not the answer.
I'm going to defer to you.
The answer is athletes, the admissions is lower than the standard per individual because the athletes can't quite get there. The football players, there's no way they're going to get in. You think all these Harvard and Yale people are getting 4.2s that are playing football? Most of the time they're not. So the athletes have a little bit lower of a standard. It's a little bit easier. Don't get me wrong, they're not getting them in for nothing, but they drop the standards in not all universities, but a lot of universities to allow the athletes in. And that's probably what they did. They got them on the rowing team. It was a little bit lower standards. I'm not guaranteeing that, but that's, I know what happens a lot of times.
Now, the interesting thing about this, Harvard's not one of them. Oh, I guess we'll talk about this when we get back.
Yep, we're going to come back and talk more about this, Felicity Huffman. And there's other people's names that are fairly well known. We'll be back.
This is Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With Vantage Point software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. Vantage Point has spent the last 3 decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. Vantage Point software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. For a limited time, Vantage Point is giving away a free market forecast that will show you which stocks are about to take off, and you'll be able to use this forecast immediately. Text NOW to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future with Vantage Point Software. Text NOW to 411-411. Text NOW to 411-411.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Radio Law Talk.
So we want to clarify something we were talking about it during the break. There are two cases going. And we're,
yes.
There's the criminal case, Todd, and there's the civil case. We haven't gotten to the civil case yet.
Yeah, there's two civil cases and one criminal case right now that are going
on. And the civil cases and the criminal cases, you got the criminal case.
Let's talk about that.
The criminal case is going after the parents. I don't know that any of the kids, the students have been, but they've gone after the conduct of the parents to get the kids in. And they've also addressed some of the employees of schools, like coaches that look the other way, some of the employees of schools. No school as an institution, I believe, has been included in the criminal case.
Right.
And then you've got civil cases that have been brought on behalf of students that feel disenfranchised, i.e., I didn't get in because you were giving stuff to these kids. And those have been brought against the schools, or are proposed to be brought against the schools that were named in this scandal.
Yes. Right. So the two civil cases, they're actually on different sides of the coast, and they're running consecutively together. And they've been filed, of course, in the federal district court, because it's going to involve a lot of different defendants.
I think at least the ones I know of, one was filed in San Francisco Superior Court and one U.S. District Court in Northern California.
Oh, so both in California.
Yeah,
okay.
Both in California. But what's interesting is there's an individual by the name of Rick Singer that has been involved,
yes,
has been brought in. Rick Singer is one of those individuals that what he does generally for a living is help students get into colleges by, you know, coaching them, help them do the proper applications, make sure it's done right. Rick Singer started out in Sacramento, generally Sacramento, California,
yes,
area where we are located. And an individual that works in our company walked in and showed me the letter that their high school just put out saying, apparently, this is what's going on. This Rick Singer has come to our high school to help individuals get into colleges. You know, we are not part of this. We had nothing to do with this. And that's what's going on.
Yes, and Mr. Singer is the alleged mastermind behind the whole thing. Somehow, the feds accidentally came upon him and discovered some of these things. And then he turns state's evidence against all these other people. He recorded them. He basically helped to ensnare at least 50 different defendants. And these defendants are reading like the who's who.
It is.
You know, we are talking about incredible amount of CEOs. We're talking about people that are high up, you know, that are well-known in their companies, that have big real estate companies or all those things. And there's 50 of them, and they expect there to be more.
Yeah, and the daughters have, of Laughlin's daughters, have at least as of recently dropped out. How did this all come to fruition? On Tuesday is when the federal court records were unsealed. That's what happened. They unsealed all the records on Tuesday, and that's when everybody jumped on this. And the lawsuits that are going to be flying is just amazing. Let me just go through a few percentages and understanding of why do people do this? That's the one question you're probably saying is, why do people do this? If you graduate from Stanford, Yale, or Harvard with a degree, the difference between I'm thinking of a couple of colleges that are fine, but you're not, the amount of money you're going to make coming out of that college with your first job is light years ahead of just a normal lower.
Yeah, you'll get the interview for sure.
But here's the interesting thing, and we were talking about this on the break. So let's look at Lori Loughlin's. She's got at least one daughter that was an Instagram influencer, and already, I mean, had a ton of followers, already had payments and contracts with companies to go ahead and pay her. She was already running a pretty successful business.
Yes.
And so for her, it seemed like going to USC was more about so that she could have the college experience. I mean, she was, when her mom was getting arrested, she was on a yacht, one of the trustees of USC, on a yacht with her other friends for their spring break going on. And when that happened, and here she is partying it up, and she looks and finds out, oh, my mom has just been arrested because maybe I did not warrant getting into USC the way that I got into USC.
It was her mom and her father were arrested.
Yes.
So both, he's a famous designer,
yes,
fashion designer, and they both were arrested. And they were arrested, like, with guns drawn, guys. It was, like, apparently pretty...
Well, they didn't see it coming. They didn't see it coming.
And here's something that I see with this. Now, first, Rick Singer, you mentioned Rick Singer. He has already pled guilty.
Yes.
Rick Singer pled guilty to running the college admissions bribery scheme. And I'm telling you right now, as part of his plea, he was supposed to cooperate with, I'm just going to put on my hat, part of his plea required him to cooperate with the authorities about what he did for these other individuals. Because when you look at the timing of this, his guilty plea comes in pretty quickly, about the same time these other folks were arrested. So he pleads, he gives the information, they go and arrest these other folks. Their goose is cooked because they got the guy who was the ringleader, has given them the information about how this all went down. I just see this happening. You mentioned something about guns drawn.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to put on my little conspiracy theory hat here.
Yeah.
In the Manafort or the Mueller investigation, a lot of hubbub was brought recently about the arrest of one Roger Stone, who allegedly had a lot of information. And when Roger Stone, an elderly individual, was arrested down in Florida by the feds, it was guns drawn, helicopter overhead, and everybody complained about how much overkill that was.
And also a whole bunch of reporters around.
Yes, well, CNN had been tipped off that they were there. But still, that you had the... It was reported as being overkill on the part of the FBI and the AG's office to arrest. Now, you fast forward to what happened here. This is, again, a case being brought by the Attorney General's office. And it would not surprise me for the optics and the ability to say, well, of course we did this with Roger Stone. That's our common procedure when effectuating an arrest of a high-profile case and serving an arrest warrant, guns drawn. We drew guns on Felicity Huffman.
Yes.
When we went in. The problem is they allowed Laughlin to turn herself in. They didn't arrest her there. They allowed her to turn herself in.
I thought she was arrested when she hit soil in California. She was in Canada. She hit soil, and they arrested her in the airport is what I had been told.
They allowed her to go and turn, because when she went in for her arraignment, Felicity Huffman went right to the arraignment after being arrested. She looked like crap.
Yeah.
Lori Laughlin? Hair done to the nines, the makeup, everything was done. Bail was set. She was released on bond, $1 million bond, and it was a completely different situation for her. But still, the optics of guns drawn for Felicity Huffman gets the AG's office out of a little bit of hot water for how they arrested Roger Stone.
This is good, and the list goes on and on. Venture capitalist by the name of William McGlashan Jr., who is a well-known venture capitalist, is involved. There are some very well-known individuals that are being the allegations. By the way, we're going to as an allegation that they had done something wrong when it comes to admissions with their children.
But we look at this and we say, oh my gosh, this is a huge thing, right? I was getting the tires done on my daughter's car the other day. It was yesterday, and I'm sitting there listening to what I would say blue-collar workers talk about this. I would have expected the general sentiment of these folks to be, finally, the rich get their due. And they were like, we can't believe this happened. $1 million bond for this? This is what happens with rich people.
Well, okay, you know? Real quickly, what is mail fraud? Mail fraud is where you use the U.S. Post Office to send something through the mail, and you're going to be guilty if you do anything that's fraudulent at all. So here, presumably, it could be checks, right? Presumably, it could be those things.
Let's do our final takes. We're almost out of time. Let's do final takes. My final take is, thank heavens they invented Star Trek and Dr. Seuss, because I say, and will you succeed? Yes, you will indeed.
Okay.
That's my final take.
My final take, and I've already mentioned this in the show here today, my final take is this. Netflix. The net refers to net profits, not internet, and it should be called Grossflix if you want to make more money.
Ooh, interesting.
And mine is Star Trek soars amongst the stars. Dr. Suit writes about cats and hats and cars. As cool as these two are to see and catch up, both lose suit against comic mix mashup.
Denise wins. Cal, do you have just like a little?
My only quick take is, if you're a prosecutor in Florida, you can do anything you want to.
Or I'll learn how to turn the computer on next time.
That's sage advice.
Hey, thank you for joining us. We'll be back 9 to noon every Saturday, Pacific Standard Time. Tell your friends about Radio Law Talk. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to Radio Law Talk on your favorite station and on RadioLawTalk.com. Have a great week.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com. a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.